Welcome to this edition of Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets. In this weekly show, you'll catch two fund managers who'll share their views on a selection of listed companies both here and overseas. Hit the subscribe button on your podcast player to be notified of new episodes each week. And don't forget that all the views expressed are general in nature and you should seek your own advice before making any decisions of your own. That's all from me. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the latest edition of Buy, Hold, Sell. Hey, how you doing? And welcome to Livewire's Buy, Hold, Sell. I'm Ali Selvey, and today we're joined by two financial advisors for the top ETFs they're recommending across a variety of factors, including quality, growth, income, and value. To do that, we're joined by Andrew Vieland from DP Wealth Advisory and Adam Dawes from Shaw & Partners. Just to start today, let's go back to basics. What's the difference between an active and passive ETF, and why should investors take notice of factors? Andrew, I'm going to start with you.
That's right, absolutely.
To my learned friend. Let me define briefly what a passive one is, because that will help with an active. So passive is you're just literally following an index. So the easiest one in Australia, the first ETF in Australia was STW from State Street. And if you want to replicate the ASX S&P 200, you're watching TV at night, what did the market do? Did it go up or down? Oh yeah, the All Ords, the ASX S&P 200 was down 20, then you just buy STW. So that's a passive one, that's really simple. If you're trying to be though a bit more active, you're sort of looking at factors or determinants of share price. So there's a number of different determinants of share price, growth, income, value, momentum, low vol. There's a whole quality, of course, there's a whole range of them. Then you might look at an ETF that sort of has a particular focus on a factor. And when we build portfolios, and I'm sure Adam's the same, you're making a blend. So you have, say, two-thirds, which is passive, and then you might have one-third that's active. And that blended return together gives you a smoother return rather than just loading up full of thematic ETFs, which one year might go up 40% and go down 20% the next year, or equally so, with due respect, a snoozy passive portfolio, which is great, you know, if you're mature and don't have your own teeth, but perhaps if you're a little bit younger, you're looking for something a little bit more punchy. So that's sort of where the active and the passive play together.
Okay, Adam, over to you. Question without notice. Which factor do you feel like would be most appropriate for the environment we're in right now?
It's a tough one. I think overall, Australia is very much commodity-based, so there's lots of factors that are going into ETFs that are very much commodity-based. But then also, we've got lots of tech exposure over in the US, and that's had a fantastic run as well. So I think overall, some of those factors, you just got to be a little bit careful, because these ETF providers put these ETFs out when it's the flavor of the month or it's the next big thing. So some of those things you just got to be a little bit careful of. So overall, I think, you know, some of those factors, tech is a really great place to continue to look. And certainly I think some of the copper ETFs, there's a really good one, WIRE, W-I-R-E. And I think that thematic or factor is going to be very good going forward as well.
Okay, Andrew, I'm going to start with you today. What ETF do you typically recommend for people looking for growth in portfolios?
So another one in my self-managed super fund, so that's my disclaimer. So it's IOO from iShares or from BlackRock. And as the name suggests, it buys the top 100 companies globally. So, and because with due respect to Australia, and Adam just nailed it perfectly, we're full of banks, we're full of resources, a little bit of healthcare. Tech, which overseas is, or in the US is about 29-30% of the index, we'd be lucky for it to be 2.9% of our index here. And yet if you think about all the things that's coming at us, driverless cars, AI, all that sort of stuff. So IOO is going to give you exposure to a whole range of companies, but in particular that tech complex as well. Again, it is unhedged, so if you're worried about the dollar, you'd think about IHOO. But certainly in my super fund, second largest holding, IOO.
Okay, over to you, Adam. What's your favourite ETF for growth?
So my favourite ETF for growth is a managed fund. So it's an ETMF. So it's a managed fund, but it's Hyperion Global Growth, HYGG. It's absolutely killed it, continuing to kill it, and it will do very, very well. These guys obviously look at that growth component in the US, and that's how I get a lot of our growth exposure going forward. Very disciplined in their investment mandates, understanding what's going on in the market. We see these guys every 3 months to make sure that they're keeping up with what they're saying they're going to do. I really think that's a fantastic growth one for my portfolio. That's HYGG.
Okay, on the other side of the spectrum, Adam, which ETF do you typically recommend for consistent and reliable income?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a different one there because the income that you get is quite good, but again, it's the cost of that capital that I think that you've got to be a little bit careful of. I think overall, income as a whole is quite good. And one of the ones, and I'm going to go a little bit different out here, it's one called Lend, L-E-N-D. It's a new one from VanEck. They pay quarterly dividends, but it's getting access to private credit. And that private credit does provide great income going forward. We're seeing too many businesses now moving away from the listed side of things, but going into the private market and getting very good results going forward. And this is one way to capture the private credit market, but also getting that quarterly distribution as well. So LEND would be my pick for that one.
Okay, over to you, Andrew. What's your top income ETF?
Vanguard's VHY is probably the simplest one. I really like Lend. Lend's only new, and so as a consequence, we're just sort of any new ETF, regardless of whoever the issue is, we just like a couple of months for it to settle. But on face value, given the yield and the thematic, I really like it. But Andrew, the boring, my favourite type of ice cream is vanilla. Is Vanguard's VHY. 72 companies, 5% dividend, paid quarterly, rebalanced every 90 days, doesn't hold listed property trust or REITs in there. So it's just a really simple, vanilla, boring type of ETF.
Okay, value's been really out of favour over the last maybe 18 months. For those who want to be a little bit contrarian, which ETF do you recommend for investors looking for value?
It's an interesting one, Ali, because the one I'm about to say to you is actually a growth one, but it is value, if that makes sense. As in value because it's cheap, but it's actually got a growth focus.
Right.
So I'm not sure if you're going to let that one through the editing suite. The one that I quite like is Cure. And Cure from Global X from memory. And Cure actually follows the S&P Biotech and Healthcare Index. So if you have a look at it over the last 3 years, it's returned minus 3% per annum. So it's been underwhelming. But in the context of, if you think about all that technology, so when I started here 26 years ago, hard to believe, the average life expectancy of a male was 74, the average life expectancy of a female was 86. Today it's 82 and 96. And part of that, apart from, you know, we're all clean living, et cetera, is because, I'm pointing at my learning.
Well, thank you. Yes, thank you.
Is around the fact that we've had big increases in technology around that healthcare space. Without trying to be controversial, you have a look at like the COVID vaccine and all the technology that went into that mRNA technology, and now that's now being rolled out into other diseases and ailments as well. So to me, and over the last 3 months, it's up about 20%. So you can actually see it's really starting to turn around. So it's actually a growth ETF that's just starting to sort of get its act back into gear. So it's not value in the context of a value one, but for bang for buck, I think Cure is really one that people should be thinking about.
Okay, over to you, Adam. What's your value or contrarian style ETF?
Yeah, so a contrarian style, I guess, is probably a little bit better because there's the BBOZ, which is basically a buying a put on the market. So when markets are going like this, BBOZ goes lower, but it's a way for investors to get access to if you think the market's going to fall or roll over. A contrarian view would say that, you know, that the market is a little bit hot, a little bit frothy, and you could take advantage of that downward spiral. So BBOZ for the Australian, and there's BBUS for the international markets, where if people don't have options, accounts and all those kinds of things, you can actually buy a put on the market. And if the market falls, your value of that ETF will go higher. So that's my contrarian view.
Okay, quick follow-up question from that. Have you actually been adding that to client portfolios recently?
No, not yet, because the market has been very, very good for the last 3 to 6 months.
Yeah.
So I think what you'd look to be doing is that closer to June or July, August, when interest rates don't come down, which everybody's saying is going to come down, I think that's when you'd start to look at that contrarian view of the market and potentially taking a position. Because if those interest rates don't come down and inflation doesn't come down, that's perfect storm for this market to re-rate to the downside.
Is there something happening in October, November this year as well?
I have no
idea. Not the Melbourne
Cup,
there's something else that's going on.
I have no idea what you're talking.
Okay, next up today we have
quality. Adam, which ETF do you typically recommend for those looking to add quality to their portfolios?
So quality is in the name, Q-U-A-L. I'm sorry, but that's the one that it basically has everything that you need. It's a quality ETF. These guys have done very, very well. Andrew can tell you more about it because it's really his pick. But I think Qual is a fantastic one to go forward in clients' portfolios.
Okay, I'm guessing it's Qual for you too then.
Ellie, it's almost like you read my mind. Qual, the one ETF to rule them all. It's from VanEck. It's got about 200 odd companies in there. Strong return on shareholders' funds, steady to increasing debt, steady to increasing earnings. It's up about 40% for the year. It's a core holding in my self-managed super fund. It's a core holding in my clients' portfolios. It's the best quality one out there.
Okay, thematic ETFs don't have the best track record. I feel like a lot of them are launched just when a theme is hitting its peak. Is there a thematic ETF that you feel like investors should be taking a closer look at right now?
So, Ali, I think it's not so much a thematic, maybe it is a thematic. Maybe Adam can help me a little bit with this one. It's small caps. So if you look at small caps, small companies have had a dreadful performance over the last 10 years, in part due to the fact that, you know, these mega caps, you know, the Magnificent Seven, or what is it now, Magnificent Five, because Apple and Tesla have dropped away a little bit. And so all these small companies have just been left behind. But if you look at it from a value proposition, there we go, answering the value question, then potentially small caps is a place you should be looking at. So we'll call small caps a thematic for the sake of this question. So the one that I really like is QSMALL, QSML. And I know you'll find this hard to believe, Ali and Adam, but it's actually a quality overlay on small caps.
There you go.
So it's exactly the same thing we were talking about when we were talking about Qual. Strong return on equity, high revenue, falling debt, but in that small company space. And relative to the index, it's just absolutely smashed it. So to me, small caps is certainly a place where the market hasn't really been focused on. But and I think you mentioned it earlier, Adam, that if the market does start to see interest rates coming off, and if we avoid recession, and these mega caps have done really well, then the market will start changing focus and looking for these small companies. But with due respect to small companies, there's going to be some good ones and bad ones. The way to protect yourself is to have a quality overlay so that you're finding the better ones in there. So mine would be QSMALL.
Okay, love that one. Over to you, Adam. Is there a thematic ETF that you recommend investors take a look at, or maybe they should be buying right now?
I don't think I'm going to pick one, but I'm going to pick two. But anyway, so you're talking before about thematic ETFs and then the thing actually then disappearing. So Bitcoin is a classic example, and CRYP, CRYP, which is the BetaShares one. Be careful with that one because obviously Bitcoin's run and now potentially where is it going to go? But that wasn't my pick. So that was the bonus one. My two picks are WIRE, W-I-R-E, which is a copper ETF. We think the copper thematic is going to continue with building new wind farms, all of that energy transition. We definitely need copper, and that's a fantastic one. And also URNM, which is the uranium one. I still think that thematic has still got a long, long way to go. And with the clean energy tilt that we need to have, both of them are in that clean space, I think both of those ETFs have got a very good future.
Okay, well, I hope you enjoyed that episode as much as I did and that you found it incredibly helpful. I know I sure did. If you did, remember to subscribe to our YouTube channel and don't forget to give this episode a like.
Thanks for listening to Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Livewire Markets, Australia's number one source of expert investment analysis and insights. Register for free online at livewiremarkets.com and you'll discover more exclusive investing articles, videos, and podcasts.